USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate on Thursday voted 59-41 to end President Trump's national emergency declaration at the border. Republican Senator James Lankford opposed the resolution.
Is it an emergency? Does the president in current law have statutory authority? My answer to both of those things is yes. We need a healthy nation and also a secure nation.
President Trump's one-word tweet after the vote was veto. The Israeli military is reporting two rockets were fired at Tel Aviv from the Gaza Strip. At least one of the rockets was intercepted as the Iron Dome missile defense system was activated. No injuries or deaths have been reported. Butterball is recalling more than 78,000 pounds of raw ground turkey over possible salmonella contamination. The prepackaged turkey was produced on July 7, 2018, making it highly unlikely any remains in retail stores. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in favor of the parents whose children were killed in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, reversing a lower court judge who dismissed the family's lawsuit against the gunmaker Remington. Founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, believes this is just another way for the government to infringe upon your Second Amendment rights.
This is definitely an attempt by gun prohibition people to try and use the courts instead of the legislature to ban guns.
Democrats still want to see President Trump's tax returns. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin suggesting he would protect the president's privacy if he was to receive a request from House Democrats for the president's tax returns. At a House Ways and Means Committee hearing, Mnuchin was asked whether he would meet the request for the returns expected to be sent by the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, who's hoping they might shed light on the president's financial dealings and potential conflicts of interest.
I will consult with the legal department within Treasury, and I will follow the law.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Robert O'Rourke announced he was running for president in 2020, adding himself to the very crowded field of Democratic hopefuls. O'Rourke will spend his next 3 days in Iowa testing the waters and speaking with voters.
Some will criticize the Green New Deal for being too bold or being unmanageable. But I tell you what, I haven't seen anything better that addresses this singular crisis that we face, a crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction. So that the Green New Deal does that, that it ties it to the economy and acknowledges that all of these things are interconnected, that also recognizes that some communities have borne the brunt of pollution more than others right now. The asthma deaths that we have in the United States of America concentrated in some neighborhoods, some people more than others. It wants to make sure that we do our part in making this more equitable, in helping those communities that have already been hurt so badly, that we ensure that there are jobs available for those who are looking for work, for purpose, for function in their lives, who do not have it right now.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett is pleading not guilty to more than a dozen charges against him. Trial attorney Heather Hansen talks about what Smollett is possibly facing if found guilty.
At most, I think he's probably going to get probation. He's up for, there's 1 to 3 years for every one of those counts, so there could be a long time.
At the closing bell, the Dow gained 7 points to close at 25,709. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.